You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November the 4th of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau, cloudy skies, temperature of 31 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, weather-wise, it looks like it will be a fairly nice day, at least in terms of the temperatures. There is a chance of sprinkles late this afternoon, but otherwise mostly cloudy, and the high reaching up near 56 degrees. So again, for this time of year, rather a warm day coming here to Wausau and the Wausau Marathon County area. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of rain, a low of 39, and then a good-looking day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Just a tick cooler and a high of 52. In fact, as we go towards the end of the work week into the weekend, we look for temperatures to start to a dip just a little bit. 49 under mostly cloudy skies on Thursday. A slight chance of rain on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and 48. And then Saturday, we'll see high temperatures. Looks like not even getting out of the 30s. In fact, for the whole weekend and into early next week, we expect some much cooler weather. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or even snow in the afternoon, a high of 38. Partly sunny Sunday, 35, and then mostly sunny Monday, 35. So again, enjoy this temperatures in the mid, maybe even upper 50s today, because it will not stay that way as we get towards the weekend. And I think that's actually a good thing to have nice cold weather, maybe weather that you'd rather be indoors in this weekend, because then you can go indoors and see Ian Welsh this weekend, because he'll be part of a production with the Wausau Community Theater, Sweeney Todd, which that's will be performed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday and Saturday night, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoon at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point at Wausau campus, the James F. Benega Theater. And across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it's coming up. It's only a few days away.
And the weather will be nice, because then people want to go indoors and see you in action Friday through Sunday. So, again, the weather is actually, I think, going to be, it's not going to be so bad that people can't go out and drive, but it's not going to be the kind of weather that people want to go out and maybe have some outdoor activity. So it may just work out perfectly for you and the rest of your company with the WCT.
I think so as well. It's a good way to bring people in. Yesterday was our a load-in and our first tech rehearsal for the show, and you know, a few bumps along the way, but that's usual for the first rehearsal of Tech Week. And, you know, overall, there's things we can work on, but there's also things we did pretty well in, and we can only get better from here. So, you know, one day at a time, it's all coming along very nicely. It really is.
In fact, coming up tomorrow morning, we will have an opportunity to learn more about this show, learn more about the people involved in this show as well. As coming up tomorrow morning, we will be joined by somebody. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be here, but
it'll be a surprise.
Folks that are involved in Sweeney Todd from the WCT. So we'll have an opportunity to learn more about the show, give you more information about the show tomorrow morning here on this very WXCO Morning Report. Also coming up this week on Thursday, we'll talk more about what's going on with the theater and the arts, as we have our every other week visit with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grant Theater. and also the WASA Performing Arts Foundation. It is starting to get into the busy time for Sean and the folks over at the Grand, so we'll talk about some of the great productions that will be getting set to come here in the month of November, and as we get closer and closer to the holiday season as well. And then coming up on Friday, we'll be talking about the weekend sports with Paul Micklick. So that's still to come for the rest of this week. Are you used to the new time yet? Because we over the weekend, we had the end of daylight savings time, the beginning of standard time, which is the way it should be all the time, in my opinion. But I'm not going to dig down that rabbit hole quite yet. But
able to change my clocks, and I wasn't it. I woke up at the right time, didn't have any issues with that, but
I think
it was nice to get an extra hour of sleep.
I think it's easier this time than it will be in the spring, because then you spring forward, and all of a sudden if you kind of miss here in the fall, you have an extra hour because you gain that hour. So it's like, you know, if you think it's, oh, I'm running late. No, actually, you know, you have another hour. If you thought, hey, I got to be there at 8 o'clock, all of a sudden, oh, it's only 7 o'clock. So, you know, so I think you're okay. But if you mess up in the spring, all of a sudden you'll find yourself an hour late and probably getting yourself into some,
cause a little trouble.
Yeah. Difficulty with the boss or whoever it may be. So folks, and again, just, trying to figure out the sleeping patterns and the like, I find myself again, trying to get the rhythm going here early on, but I don't mind the change. I think, it's nice to have it be, because last week it was, at this point, it was dark outside. And now actually we're starting to get a little bit of light. So it's good to see a little bit of light here in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it looks like it should be a pretty good day weather-wise. If you like to be out and about, yesterday it was so windy. I mean, did you notice that?
The last couple of days it's been pretty windy. It was kind of surprising, actually.
I mean, it was really the leaves are blowing around everywhere.
Blowing all around.
The leaves were out of control yesterday as I was walking around. It was pretty
crazy. They
certainly
were.
But today, actually, the winds are going to be light. So it's whatever happened, that wind blew through, and it's much more light here today.
That's good.
We'll be back at 7:22. But coming up next, it's an information update, news, weather, and sports as you get at the top and the bottom of every hour here on 98.9 WXCO. And then after that, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. Currently 32 degrees in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. In the past hour or so, it was announced that the 46th Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, has passed away at the age of 84. And been looking at some of the social media reaction, and there is a lot of folks, I would say, in some cases, I think understandably, showing some joy in this. I want to spend a few minutes trying to put Dick Cheney in a full perspective. Because as opposed to somebody like Donald Trump, when that day comes, when Donald Trump passes away, I don't think you can... Donald Trump, you're not going to be able to say, well, he did this that was a good thing, or that was a good thing. There's been very little of that. But I want to try to put into perspective, for those of you who only know Dick Cheney as perhaps one of the architects of the Iraqi war, one of the architects of the whole idea of the phony weapons of mass destruction that led the United States into that tragic conflict, that maybe there is more to Cheney. And again, I'm not saying that the first line of his ultimate obituary here later today that we see, we'll talk about his role in the phony weapons of mass destruction debate that occurred in the run-up to the Iraqi war in the George W. Bush administration. But I'm thinking that maybe a few of you are not familiar with the entirety of Dick Cheney's career. In fact, I am a very big historical nut. And one of my favorite books is an old book that was written almost 50 years ago, still on my bookshelf, and I've read it numerous times. It's called We Almost Made It. It was the story by one of the ad men, one of the advertising executives that worked on the Gerald Ford campaign of 50 years ago, the 1976 presidential election. Many of you probably don't know that as a very young man, 50 years ago, if you were in the United States of America 50 years ago in the aftermath of Watergate, Gerald Ford became president, and historians, I think, for the most part, agree that he was somebody that was able to bring the country back together in significant ways after the disaster of Watergate, the resignation of Richard Nixon. And one of the people that was there closest to Gerald Ford from 1974 to 1977 when he was president was Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was the chief of staff for Gerald Ford. And in fact, if you go back, and it's very interesting, you talk about people changing. And so often you'll think, well, people change for the good. And I think sometimes people change for the not so good. Dick Cheney, as chief of staff to Gerald Ford, I would call a traditional Republican conservative, pre-Reagan, pre-W. Bush, pre-Trump, because nowadays what I would call mainstream Republican is very different than what it was pre-Ronald Reagan to begin with. Well, in 1976, Ronald Reagan ran against Gerald Ford for the Republican nomination for president. And part of the book was about that. And Dick Cheney was a Ford guy. He was considered one of the part of the moderate wing of the Republican Party. He was known as somebody who did his job exceptionally well during the Ford administration. Cheney then went on to become a congressperson from the state of Wyoming. Respected congressman in Wyoming. Then he became the Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush. Very well respected. During very difficult times, changing times with the fall of the Soviet Union and all that had to do with the military establishment. And people said that Dick Cheney was an outstanding Secretary of Defense during the George H.W. Bush administration. And then things seemed to change when he became the person put in charge of George W. Bush's search for a vice president. And in the end, the search committee led by Dick Cheney ended up choosing Dick Cheney as the vice president. There was a thought that he was going to be the adult in the room for George W. Bush. And many thought of as an inexperienced and maybe even underqualified person to be president of the United States. Well, Dick Cheney became a very powerful vice president. Dick Cheney was one of the people that was in the ear of George W. Bush, one of the people in the aftermath of 9/11 that said, go for Iraq, go for Iraq. And the run-up to that war is one of the most disgraceful periods in our country's history. And I think, again, that when the ultimate legacy of the late Dick Cheney is written, it's going to start with his role of leading this country to war on false premises. But I think you would be well served to look at his career as a whole and also maybe take lessons from this, that the move of the Republican Party in the post-Reagan era that's led ultimately to Donald Trump has taken what I would say good moderate Republicans in directions that they would not otherwise have gone. and led to, I think, tragic circumstances both for the country and for the individuals involved. So Dick Cheney, former Vice President of the United States of America, died last night at his home in Wyoming at the age of 84. The time is 7:29. Information update, including the Farm Report, coming up. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:52 here on 98.9 WXCO.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53, currently overcast skies and 32 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And Ian, did you know it's Election Day?
No, I did not, actually.
I don't think you're the only one, because here in Wisconsin, there's really no major elections out there. Maybe in some local areas there is, but there basically this Election Day, it is the first election day, really, since Donald Trump won a year ago. And you look at, and I was kind of looking at this, because really today, the only contest that folks are really keeping an eye on, there are two gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey. Expected that the Democrats will win that, both of them. New York City, of course, has a mayor's election going on today. And it's quite a battle, as you have, I think, mainstream Democrats a little nervous. They have Republicans who may be thinking, well, there's an opportunity if the winner is Zohran Mamdani. He is a 34-year-old Muslim state legislator who identifies as a Democratic socialist, backs radical changes to address economic inequality for reasons that are, I think, wrong in my mind. Some major Democrats have not endorsed Mamdani, even though that he won the Democratic primary over former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo has run as an independent and frankly has run a disgusting campaign. And I wanted to mention here that today, November the 4th, is the 17th anniversary of a famous event in history. And it's an event that I think we can put our arms around and hope that maybe we're turning a corner again. 17 years ago tonight, Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. He became the first person of color ever to become president of the United States. And he ran on a platform of hope and change, and that this country could be better than it has been. And coming off the disastrous George W. Bush presidency, and I think it kind of connects with today's news that George W. Bush's vice president, Dick Cheney, passed away last night. There was an idea that Barack Obama could come in and provide a different kind of leadership, an uplifting kind of leadership, which I think he did for the next 8 years. In fact, when he left office, he was a very popular figure. He had approval ratings, I believe, in the upper 50s, even around 60%. And then you think, if that was the case, if Barack Obama came in during a very difficult time of economic upheaval, the Great Recession, and was able to have 8 years of slow, steady progress without a sniff of corruption and leave the office with the country in a much better place than it was as a popular figure, you would think, why then would the country turn to a man like Donald Trump, who is the opposite of Barack Obama in every possible way.
The exact opposite.
And now Donald Trump is back again. But a year after he was elected for a second time, his approval ratings are in the tank. There was a poll that I saw yesterday on CNN that 37% approved, 63% disapproved, which is the highest mark. That's even higher by a percentage point than after the January 6th insurrection and everything that went around with that in 2021.
I'd say he's losing his momentum a little bit.
Yep. And I
Be argued,
and
that's just what I feel.
And I saw a posting this morning that talks a little bit about where we are and where we could be and maybe a little bit of optimism. It's from a person named Elias Iskwith from Vox, Vox.com.
What did they say?
And Cuomo has run a very ugly campaign, but it looks like it's not going to work, as Mondami appears to be winning and winning big.
Okay.
But he said, I'm under the influence of living in New York City as Cuomo and his allies try to finish one of the ugliest campaigns in recent memory as hideously as possible, so take this all with a grain of salt. But I just feel like this country is not as mean and as brutish and as nasty as these people seem to. The other thing I'd warn, and I'm totally influenced, as we all are, in my opinion, the dynamics of the era in which I came of age. In a sense, as a political observer, citizen, so my time frame of presence is 2004 to 2009, suppose, all of which to say Obama looks very large in my political psyche. That said, I can't help but feel like Trump and his allies, among whom I'd count Cuomo, are wildly overestimating how much Americans want the character of daily life to be defined by the kind of bullying, petty, trollish sadism they call toughness. That is not to deny that Americans can get in that mood, but it isn't a register they want to live in 24/7 for four or more years. There is also the Mr. Rogers side of Americans. The impulse to see ourselves in Mr. Rogers and other sentimental representations of a kindly and welcoming community. And I just feel like these people are sowing the wind for another vibe shift, one that is aggressively idealistic and optimistic and almost utopian, and that focuses on affirming the ideal of America as a land of kind, hardworking people who want to protect and respect each other and grow together.
So that's the kind of world I want to live in.
And I think here on this election day, in between last year's election, where Donald Trump was elected, and next year's midterms, where hopefully there's another sea change, that maybe the American people are ready for hope and change, like we saw with Barack Obama when he was elected 17 years ago today.
There's definitely a shift happening.
Top of the hour news coming up here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 36 degrees. We're up about 4 degrees in the past hour. Still mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. As I said earlier, the temperature is expected to be pretty mild today. High temperatures into the mid-50s, but boy, by the time we get toward the weekend, temperatures will drop into the 30s and get a real dose of fall-like weather. Ian Walsh across the way, are you looking forward to snow? Are you somebody that likes the winter? Are you looking forward to having a chance to be out there?
I don't mind it. It's just mostly the ice and the wind you have to be careful of, because especially if you have like a freeze and the roads get slippery and you really have to test your brakes, allow for extra time and make sure you're mindful of everyone else around you. Because a lot of times when the weather is bad, people like to drive a little funky.
Well, have you started driving better? Because I know that you were an old lead foot there, and I yelled at you when I saw you going the wrong way down the street one day. So
I have been working on it. I'm better. I've been making sure I pay attention to those one-way signs. Just try to, you know, ease up on the gas a little bit, because sometimes I like to, you know. Well, like you said, a lead foot. So I have been improving and getting better at that.
Coming up 2 weeks from tonight, and I'm one aspect of the winter that I look forward to is the winter high school sports season. And right now we are in the midst of our little break between the end of our coverage of high school fall sports, high school football, and the start of the high school winter sports season. And coming up here during the winter sports season, we will have live coverage of Wausau West High School boys and girls basketball, Wausau West Warrior Hockey, Newman Catholic High School boys and girls basketball, and Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. So we'll have a busy winter, and we'll be getting things underway 2 weeks from tonight. Yep, 2 weeks from tonight. So our first week of the season will involve high school girls basketball, because the girls actually start off a week before the boys do. So Tuesday, November the 18th, we'll have Wausau West against Pacelli Catholic in the first game of the Warriors' new season. And then on Thursday, November the 20th, we'll have our first Newman Catholic High School girls basketball broadcast as they will take on Northern Lutheran. So again, Wausau West and Pacelli on Tuesday the 18th, and then Thursday the 20th, Newman Catholic and Northern Lutheran to start off our winter high school sports season here on 98.9 WXCO. And why do we do it? Because I know that you always are very aware of why we do it. Why do we go around? It's going to be a very busy winter. I'm going to be driving around in those winter nights with the slick roads. Why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. And I am looking
all throughout
forward to
the year, except for the summertime. We do a couple games in the summer, but not like
we
a
did.
Lot.
Yeah, we did some Legion softball this summer. So
nice.
Yeah, remember that? We had some Legion softball this past summer. I'm sure we'll do it again this coming summer as well. So yeah, we keep busy during the course of the high school season, and we don't take that lightly. There used to be another station or two that would broadcast high school sports, and they decided, no, we're not going to do it anymore. And we think it's still very important to be there for the live coverage of our area student athletes. And again, don't forget as well that we will have the big high school sports show tomorrow evening. It will be another fall. We're getting close to the transition to winter for our big high school sports show, but we're still focusing on high school football with the playoffs going on. And tomorrow night, our coach guest will be Paul Micklick. He has not been on the big high school sports show this year, so I said, I got to get him on, the Newman Catholic High School head football coach. And Treve Stoffel, the outstanding Mosinee High School senior who's led the Mosinee to the Level 3 playoffs coming up this Friday night, he'll be our student athlete guest at 7:06. So that's tomorrow night, 6 until 8 p.m., the big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO. You will not be here.
Nope, I will be at tech rehearsal for Sweeney Todd.
Yep, so I forgive you for that. So, nope, that's very important. And again, we will have more about Sweeney Todd tomorrow, as we'll have a interview with some of the cast members involved with you in that production. That will be Friday night, Saturday, two shows on Saturday, and Sunday afternoon as well. So we'll have more details on that on the program tomorrow morning. But to wrap it up, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And every day we wrap things up giving Ian three choices, one of which is our number for the day. Based on the math, 1 out of 3, 33%. Mm-hmm. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. And we want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. 3 out of 5, an A grade is 4 out of 5, and a perfect week is always the gold star. Perfect week is the big goal. 5 out of 5, and you still have a chance.
I started off on the right track yesterday. I got it right.
So you're 1 for 1 so far. And today, I mentioned it is Election Day. We don't really have anything to vote for today. 17 years ago today was Barack Obama being elected. Last Election Day was Donald Trump. Our number for the day is, how many days are remaining in the Donald Trump presidency? How many days are left in the Donald Trump presidency? Your choices are 1,173, 1,673, 2,173. So 1,173, 1,673, 2,173.
You know, I'm going to say 1,673, the final answer.
There are 1,173 days remaining in the Donald Trump
smallest number.
presidency. So one out of two so far this week.
So on a good track, though.
Well, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Tomorrow morning, make sure you join us. Tune into the interview with the cast of Sweeney Todd coming up this week. We'll be back then. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.